famine has been confirmed in North Darfur. That does not necessarily mean there's a formal famine declaration. However, the Famine Review Committee has found that famine conditions are present in North Darfur. I think because of the recent, not only recent, but historically present politics around declaring famine, we don't necessarily expect that a formal declaration will follow this review unless there's tremendous international pressure. The FRC report also confirms that famine is likely happening in other parts of Sudan, namely the rest of the Darfur states, central southwest Darfur and north south Kordofan, Al Jazeera state, and parts of Khartoum.
Now everybody knows about the conflict and it's been going on for over a year, but why is it hitting Darfur, the famine, I mean the famine alert in this area and other areas near there so much?
Yeah, the FRC confirmation essentially tells us that the longstanding roadblocks to getting aid into parts of Darfur, particularly North Darfur, with the obstruction of aid getting across the Chad-Sudan border, delays in travel permissions by authorities in Darfur, ongoing conflict, you name it. Now the rainy season is happening in Darfur, so there's continued to be limited access. Those are the reasons that put us in this dire situation.
When you get into Al-Fashir and those areas, who is blocking the entry points for these aid workers to get in?
It's not only in Darfur. This is a Sudan-wide problem that we're seeing across both parties to conflict, where access across front lines, across borders is being withheld. Even access, particularly in the recent fighting around Sennar State, that displaced 150,000 households east towards Gedaref and Kassala. Access to those areas in Sennar and Jazeera State, across line into South Kordofan and North Kordofan, have been impeded over the last year as well. There are mutual obstructions from both parties to conflict.
Are your aid workers at risk, the ones that are working in those kinds of areas?
Well, Mercy Corps is not operational in North Darfur around Al-Fashir. We have heard other NGO reports, local partners on the ground, MSF, other partners of ours that are having difficulties with staff safety. Regardless of where in the country, staff safety and humanitarian worker safety is an issue. We're seeing that across the board as attacks on aid workers. As a persistent problem. We saw that with the recent pullout of MSF from the hospital in Khartoum, and we continue to see that across the various conflict zones in Sudan.
A report mentions the Zamzam camp specifically for internally displaced persons. Can you talk about that a little?
Our report focuses mainly on central and south Darfur, so not in the Zamzam camp area. However, the Famine Review Committee were the ones that provided the assessment on Zamzam camp conditions and found that famine conditions are likely for about 500,000 people. In the report that we released a couple weeks ago, we found that in central Darfur, over 4,100 children were screened, and about a quarter of them were found to have severe acute malnutrition, which is the most severe and life-threatening type of hunger. And another 2,800 children, or two-thirds of those screened, were found to have moderate acute malnutrition.